hello, it's Thursday, June 9th, 2022, and here are our readings from our daily reading plan, Knowing Him, as we together as a family of families seek to know Him more and more so we can make Him known all the more. And we do this by reading His Word together. And we're going to do this today by reading Psalm 73, 21 through 28, Numbers 26, 25 through 56, and Luke 1, 26 through 38. We're going to start with Psalm 73, 21 through 28. When my soul was embittered, when I was pricked in heart, I was brutish and ignorant. I was like a beast towards you. Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You hold my right hand. You guide me with your counsel. And afterward, you will receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is nothing on earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For behold, those who are far from you shall perish. You put an end to everyone who is unfaithful to you, but for me it is good to be near God. I have made the Lord God my refuge, that I may tell of all your works. Numbers 26, 25 through 56. These are the clans of Issachar, as they were listed, 64,300. The sons of Zebulun, according to their clans, of Seered, the clan of the Seeredites, of Elon, the clan of the Elonites, of Jalel, the clan of the Jalelites. These are the clans of the Zebulunites, as they were listed, 60,500. The sons of Joseph, according to their clans, Manasseh and Ephraim. The sons of Manasseh, of Machir, the clan of the Machirites, and Machir, Machir was the father of Gilead, of Gilead, the clan of the Gileadites. These are the sons of Gilead, of Izir, the clan of the Izirites, of Helek, the clan of the Helekites, and of Azriel, the clan of the Azrielites, and of Shechem, the clan of the Shechemites, and of Shemidah, the clan of the Shemidites, and of Hepher, the clan of the Hepherites. Now, Zelophehad, the son of Hepher, had no sons but daughters, and the names of the daughters of Zelophehad were Mala, Noah, Magla, Milcah, and Tirzah. These are the clans of Manasseh, and those listed were 52,700. These are the sons of Ephraim, according to their clans, of Shuthelah, the clans of the Shuthelahites, of Becher, the clan of the Becherites, of Tahan, the clans of the Tahanites, and these are the sons of Shuthelah, of Aaron, the clan of the Aaronites. These are the clans of the sons of Ephraim, as they were listed, 32,500. These are the sons of Joseph, according to their clans. The sons of Benjamin, according to their clans, of Bela, the clan of the Belites, of Ashbel, the clan of the Ashbelites, of Ariam, the clan of the Ariamites, of Shephamphan, the clan of the Shephamphamites, of Humham, the clan of the Humhamites. And the sons of Bela were Ard and Naaman, of Ard, the clan of the Ardites, of Naaman, the clan of the Naamites. These are the sons of Benjamin according to their clans, and those listed were 45,600. These are the sons of Dan according to their clans, of Shuham, the clan of the Shuhamites. These are the clans of Dan according to their clans. All the clans of the Shuhamites, as they were listed, were 64,400. The sons of Asher, according to their clans, of Imnon, the clan of the Imnonites, of Ishvi, the clan of the Ishvites, of Beri, the clan of the Berites, of the sons of Beeri of Heber, the clan of the Heberites, of Malkil, the clan of the Malkilites, and the name of the daughter of Asher was Sirah. These are the clans of the sons of Asher as they were listed, 53,400. The sons of Naphtali, according to their clans, of Jahziel, the clan of the Jahzielites, of Guni, the clan of the Guniites, of Jezir, the clan of the Jezirites, of Shilim, the clan of the Shimelites. These are the clans of Naphtali according to their clan, and those listed were 45,400. This was the list of the people of Israel, 601,730. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, among these the land shall be divided for inheritance according to the number of names. To a large tribe you shall give a large inheritance, and to a small tribe you shall give a small inheritance. Every tribe shall be given its inheritance in proportion to its list. But the land shall be divided by lot according to the names of the tribes of their fathers they shall inherit. Their inheritance shall be divided according to lot between the larger and the smaller. Luke 1:26-38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God, and behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. This is the word of the Lord. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen and amen.
Safe and secure from all alarms.